Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I hope this finds you well. It's Veronica coming to you from the desk of Mindful Health Choices. Spring has sprung in Maine. Things are green. The temperatures are starting to get a little bit warmer. We've certainly had our fair share of rain and allergies. So I'm going to apologize right off the bat. I have a throat lozenger because I do have allergies really bad and end up getting a little tickle and cough. And I do have my water, but I didn't get in my lemon water with my apple cider vinegar this morning, so I'm doing it now. So it tends to make me a little puckery. So I apologize right off the bat. It's going to sound like this. Yeah, it's very puckery. But anyways, neither here nor there. Let's dive right into this podcast because I got a lot to talk about. I think I hear this question a lot this time of year. I don't know why, particularly in the spring. But I guess I've been hearing it a lot, so I just kind of wanted to come on here and do a little pick me up talk and talk you guys out of the self negative talk. I hear a lot of what if I had more money? What if I had a bigger house? What if I had a better job? What if I had a better body? What if I could get straight A's in school? Well, first of all, we've got to get rid of what if and replace it with I know I can. I have 100% confidence in myself that I can make more money this year, that I can work towards a bigger house, that I can work towards the A's. Nothing is unachievable. We can achieve what we want. Sometimes it might take us a little longer to get there, but that's okay. So let's get rid of the what if, because we're going to drive ourselves crazy because life is just full of freaking what ifs. What if? What if? What if? So this is part of my podcast is I want you guys to start like getting rid of the what ifs because it just puts that negative block up right from the get-go. What if I want to get a better body? Well, there's no what ifs. You go to the gym, you start lifting weights, you start doing cardio, and you start working on it. What if I want to get a better job? Then you go on the job website, such as Indeed or wherever you look for jobs, and you start applying. There's no what ifs. If you know you want a bigger house, then you know what? Start putting the motions into place. Start putting it out there that you want a bigger house. Start thinking about where you are, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there. I think things need to be broken down into not what ifs, but into smaller steps and how you're going to do it. Another famous question I get is, well, what happens if I fail? We are going to fail at most things that we do in life. Do we ever usually get it right the first time? No. Nope. 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 And whether it be on making more money. Yep. Sometimes we set out, say you're setting out to get out of debt. You may fail at that the first few times because you're not disciplined enough to figure out to your three steps or something comes along, your furnace blows up, and you have to take what money you were saving to pay off some debt and replace your furnace. So you may fail at that the first few times. What if you want a happier life? Well, what does that mean to you? Happier life to me could mean a lot of different things. So you need to break it down into your strategies. For me, I would rather go down trying. I would rather go down trying that, whether that means fail, trying, fail, whatever, however you want to put it. I'd rather go down failing at something to not go after something. Because I know if I fail at it, I'm just going to work that much harder the next time around. I'm going to get that much more momentum because usually if I'm going after something, it's important to me. It's non-negotiable. It's a goal. I'm going to crush it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to just devour it. So, for me, I almost get a little bit more momentum when I fail at something the first time around. It gives me more zippity-doo-dah to say, fuck you, I'm gonna do this. I'm not I you know, I failed already, I'm not gonna fail again. So watch out because I'm gonna do it. I feel like I think a lot of people live in fear of failing. And I feel like that needs to go by the wayside because, again, I feel like if you don't put yourself out there and get rid of the what ifs in life, and put yourself out there and realize that it's okay to fail at something, like I just said. We can't live in fear of it. I feel like when I'm going after something big, not so much now, but people can be very I don't want to use the words judgmental, maybe not understanding. A lot of people question me getting up at 3:30, 3 o'clock every day to get my workouts in. I use that judgment of people because they just don't get me, and that's okay. No one has to get me, but I use that judgment to give me energy, to make me go out there and crush my goals. I might fail the first time, maybe even the second time, but I'm not going to live in the what if. What if I could do the pull-ups? What if I could run a half marathon? Living in fear is just, it's not acceptable. And so people are going to judge you for that, because when you're trying to go out there and do extraordinary things, whether it be get a bigger house, get a better job, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in life, build your own business, people are going to judge you because people have a very hard time. And not all people, that's not what I'm saying. Not your close friends of people that are around you. Hopefully those are the people that marry you. But in conversation, you could see someone at the gym, the post office, wherever, the grocery store, and they may strike up a conversation and then, you know, set judgment. Or maybe someone really close to you sets judgment and kind of brings you down. Don't let that stop you. Use that judgment to give you energy, to keep you focused on what you want to accomplish, because most people live inside a very tiny box. They do not want to step outside their comfort zone. And you all know what I'm going to say. If you don't step outside your comfort zone and ride the wave of change, you will not grow. Without growth, you will stay stagnant and you will go no place. That being said, what is your standards? Are your standards just marginal? Are you just thinking to yourself, well, someday I'll make more money. Someday I'll be happier. Someday I'll have a better job. Someday I'll have a bigger house. If you're just living that standard and not reaching, and because you're afraid of the fear of failing, that's just really sad to me. That is really sad to me. So that being said, I think you should reassess some of your goals, some of your everyday life things. Step outside the freaking box. If you're a walker, then walk faster in the morning. If you're a weightlifter, then lift heavier. If you want that bigger house, then set that goal. How am I going to get it? If you aren't happy in your life, you are the one that has to change that. No one can do it for you. Raise your standards of what you want and where you want to go. The one thing that I learned from 75 Hard, if you've listened to my past podcast, you know I've done that, is that the conditions are never going to always be conducive. There's going to be storms. There's going to be lightning. There's going to be situations in life that happens. Nothing is going to always line up the way that you want it to line up when you're trying to reach or attain your goals. So when that happens, you need to back up and punt. Don't lie down and just say, okay, well, the weather's not conducive, so I can't go out and take my second 45-minute outside walk, because 75 Hard, you have to do one 45-minute workout outside no matter what. I did not miss one day. I was out there in the freezing cold. I was out there in the sub below zero. I mean, when I say sub below, I was out there in the snow. I have pictures to prove it. I didn't wait for the conditions to get better. I knew I had to do it. I knew I had to get a workout in. So I looked at my day and said, okay, well, you know, if the tornado's coming, yes, and you know a tornado's coming and it's coming in the afternoon, get your workout outside in the morning and do your workout inside in the afternoon. But I just didn't let the weather or any of that stuff dictate when I was going to do that second outside workout. What I did was I looked at my day and said, okay, where can I actually fit this in the best? I feel like a lot of times people wait for the perfect conditions, such as making more money. Well, what's the perfect what is the perfect condition going to be for that? You know, no, you just need to go out and hustle. Whatever your job is, you need to hustle harder, faster, more. You need to beat the person next to you. You need to be better at your job. You need to be more educated. If you want a happier lifestyle, well, what does that mean? I mean, that could be very different for everyone. You want a better job? You know what? Get out there. Start working the pavement. Figure out what you want to do. Maybe you want to change careers. Maybe you don't want to be in the sales and you want to be in HR or whatever. Then you know what? Get your shit together. Get your resume together. If you need to take some classes, then get going on that. Not what if, or wait for the conditions to get better, or be afraid of failing, because you may fail at that first job interview, but that's okay, because that's just going to give you experience. That's going to give you momentum. That's going to give you the drive that you need to want more, to be better, to raise those standards. You want a better body. Well, okay, we all know how that goes. People say it, but do they do the work? Do they go? Do they put in the time? Do they put in the commitment? Well, that better body is not going to come to you by saying, what if? What if I get up tomorrow earlier? What if I go to the gym? What if I eat a better diet? But if I do all that and I fail and the scale doesn't move and my body's not getting any better, well, I guess I'm just going to live in fear and never step outside and do the workouts that I need to do. Or you're going to be crushing it and you're going to be changing your body because you're not listening to any of that self-negative talk. And people are going to start judging you. Oh my God, she's got 145 on her bench. Jeez, I mean, like, can she lift that much weight? You know what? When people start looking my way at the gym, when I'm doing my work, it's never anyone that's usually in my friends do look. Yes, I'm not saying that they don't, because they're supportive. But if an outsider, okay, leg press is a prime example. Legs, I'm super strong anyhow, but my legs are really strong. And I can leg press a fucking ton shit of weight. I mean, I've done over 600 pounds. I get looks. People have given me comments like, wow, that's a lot of weight. Yep, it is. Yep, certainly is. But I'm not going to live if, what if I can't lift it? Or what if I fail? Because if I fail, I'm just going to try again. And I use their judgment, because I know they're making judgments, because they're like, oh, I don't know. Well, you know what? That now gives me energy to prove you're wrong. To show you that I'm going to fucking do this and I'm going to crush it. I raise my standards and I'm going to crush this. I may only get one up, one rep, but I don't care. I do not care. So I raise my standards. I raise my standards on what I want. And that being said, I guess this quick little talk is, it's direct and to the point. I'm tired of hearing what if. I'm tired of hearing what if I fail? What if I can't do it? All this self-negative talk needs to go. I'm happy to report that Victoria, my inner demon bitch, has not come out in a very long time. I'm not saying that she may not appear tomorrow when I'm on my run, but she hasn't come out in a while. She's been very quiet, partly because I really have been very faithful and very true to, I'm gonna set the bar. I could fail. If I fail, it's going to give me momentum. So that's okay. I will get up and try. I'll try and try and try and try again. I usually don't need to try that many times, but you know, I don't know what your goals are. So I hope this little quick podcast serves your purpose. I hope that you guys are all doing well. I hope that you're setting your goals and living your best life, being the best version of yourself, setting the standards higher every single day, to really think about, Oh, Ed Milet, just one more. You know, this guy that I listen to, you guys have probably heard of Ed Milet. You know, his new book is One More. He does, if he, you know, he's done 10 reps, he's going to do one more, just one, you know. So so I hope that everyone's just trying to do their one more and be better at their one more. Yeah. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. Sometimes I do feel like my podcasts are a little bit of a ramble, but I try to resonate with what's going on around me and who's talking about what and all that other stuff. So sometimes there's just no rhyme or reason, and sometimes I don't have an outline. Sometimes I just need to come on here and just talk to you as if I was talking to you in my living room. So remember, if you like my podcast, give it a review, give it a like, because the more likes I get, more reviews I get higher up the chain, and you know how much that would make me so very happy. So have an amazing Wednesday, enjoy, and we'll talk soon.